You're listening to the Effective Statistician Podcast, the weekly podcast with Alexander Schacht, Benjamin Pieske, and Sim Gartner, designed to help you reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients without becoming overwhelmed by work. Today, I'm talking about 10 reasons why you should submit a poster for this year's PSI conference. And now, some music. This year's PSI conference will be face-to-face again. Yeah! Finally, we're going to meet in Gothenburg. Fingers crossed that nothing else changes. But just recently, the board of directors of PSI met and confirmed they are going forward with planning for a face-to-face conference. I'm really excited about this. I'll be there for sure. For me, it is the best conference for statisticians in our industry that you can attend. So if you're working in healthcare, there is no other conference that is like the PSI conference. Not only from a kind of fun part, yeah, meeting friends, making new connections, having outstanding kind of social events. I really, really recommend you already arrive on the Sunday, because just Sunday evening hanging out with all the other people is just great. It's really, really good to get a start into the conference. And then Monday evening is nice, and Tuesday the gala dinner is a must attend. Really, really good. Always moves pretty long with lots of dancing at the end. Actually, the conference starts a little bit later on Wednesday, because over the years people have seen that, well, showing up early after the gala dinner is maybe an unreasonable example. So it's really, really good. But it's not only good from a social aspect, and actually, you know, networking, especially now in the time of the pandemic and everybody working from home, is triple important. But it's also really, really good from a content perspective. It's not kind of days and days where you think, well, where do I go to? Do I pick this one or that one? Or and you search through the agenda and you find an interesting topic here and there? No, you are actually having lots of really high quality speakers. There's a pretty high competition to become a speaker at the conference, and because of that, there is very, very high quality. So the rejection rate is actually quite high. So that means that those that get through, of course, are pretty good. Also, the topics are not these ivory tower topics, kind of, you know, this super niche kind of optimization of that rarely ever used technique in a very, very specific situation. No, it's things that you can really apply, things that are really concerning your day-to-day work. That's also one of the reasons why it's so easy usually to get people, get supervisors to agree to attend. And here's one thing, and that goes directly into the 10 reasons to submit a poster for the conference. Of course, if you submit something, poster, presentation, something like this, that has a huge impact on you getting funding for it. So that's one of the reasons I'll speak about later. But going back to the conference, just head over to psiweb.org, where you will learn about the conference. You can register for the conference, you can get all the updates, the agenda is already there, and you'll see it's packed with really, really good stuff. Just a couple of things that I want to highlight. I will run together with Launch and Lifecycle SIG a session on the Monday morning. there is also the poster session in the afternoon where you have the 1 minute previews. So each poster presenter gets a 1 minute to present their poster. I'll definitely recommend to go to the keynote events. This will be about COVID-19, a coordinated global research approach this year, as well as about master protocols, a very, very important topic. There's also the VISSIG that I'm heavily involved in presenting at the conference, and there's a couple of other interesting things. The VISSIG is actually on the Wednesday morning, 11 o'clock, so a little bit, you know, after you have slept from the gala dinner. It's a really, really nice thing. And always the end of the conference in the Wednesday afternoon or Wednesday after lunch is a regulatory town hall where you can speak with regulators, get questions answered, and you can submit these questions throughout the conference. So there's a lot of opportunity to directly get feedback from regulators. So with that as a kind of a little bit of an advert for the conference, which is, yeah, not really just because I'm a PSI member, but it's just the best conference that I attend. So let's go to the 10 reasons why you should submit a poster for the PSI conference. Of course, if you already have an oral presentation, you don't need to submit a poster as well. But I think one of the main reasons to do it, and that's number one for me, is giving back to the community based on your experience, your learnings. A poster is a really, really nice way to do so. And we all learn from each other. We all have different perspectives on these things. And the poster is a really nice way to do it. Reason number two, it increases your visibility within your company because you potentially need to get your poster approved, your abstract approved. You can, you know, share it, distribute it within your company. There's potentially within your company some kind of venues where that can be shared, newsletters, things like this. So that's really helpful for you to get more exposure in your company, especially in bigger companies. This is really important because if you're working in an organization with, you know, dozens or maybe hundreds of other statisticians and programmers, getting visibility to your senior management is actually challenging. And if people know you already, know about the quality of your work, know that you're doing something, that you're going the extra mile, that helps a lot with later promotions. But it also increases your visibility outside of your company. That's point number three. And visibility outside of your company is for your long-term career success really, really important. Even if you don't change your company, this external visibility always is seen as something really important, and it gives you further expert status. That is actually reason number five. You increase your authority by doing these things. The next reason is improving your CV. So I got a little bit the hiccup here with the numbering. Improve your CV. If you apply somewhere, and especially if you're younger in your career, having some kind of poster, manuscripts, these kind of things on your CV helps a lot. It shows that you're not just getting to work, but you're also doing, you know, something extra. And I think that always stands out. The other reason that I already mentioned earlier, reason number six, is get an additional point in your list for attending the conference. Yeah, if people approve your poster, then they will have a hard time saying no to you attending the conference and sponsoring you for that. So in terms of hotel, travel, these kind of things. And by the way, if you're at the conference, then best is really to stay at the conference hotel or the hotels that are on the list, because then you will already at breakfast be able to meet lots of other people. And that's an additional networking opportunity. Reason number 7 is get in touch with others at the conference. So there's a reason why the posters are already presented on the Monday, the first day of the conference, because that helps to speak to other people, to get in touch with other people, to network with others. Of course, you know, I know that most of us are rather introvert, so we feel a little bit uncomfortable speaking in such a way, but here, kind of, you force yourself a little bit to connect with others. And you can, you know, talk about your poster, you can talk about your expertise. And that's a really nice way to learn about what others think and just get in touch with others, increase your network. Reason number 8, get feedback on your work to maybe write a corresponding paper about your poster, which, you know, is even more valuable. And while you discuss your poster, you can get additional perspectives. You can, you know, find different points. Maybe there's additional things that you want to highlight, or you want to highlight it in a different way. Speaking about this, reason number 9 is you get to do the 1-minute pitch for your poster. So Monday afternoon, there is one session. And that is, you know, a session in the big auditorium. There's no other session at the time. So everybody will be there in the session to hear the 1-minute pitches from all the different poster authors. So you'll get to do that. And that brings me to reason number 10. Such a poster is a really nice way to improve your communication skills, both on a written form, the poster, but also in an oral presentation. If you can write a really good 1-minute pitch and deliver it also really well, that will help you for your career. Because very often we don't have 20 minutes, 10 minutes, even 5 minutes to explain something. You need to craft this 1-minute pitch very well to, you know, attract people for your poster. So these are the 10 reasons: giving back to the community, increase your visibility within and outside of your company, improve your CV, improve your expert status, get an additional reason for attending the conference, get in touch with others at the conference, get feedback on your work, do the 1-minute pitch, and improve your communication skills. So, see you at the conference. And if you see me at the conference, reach out to me. Yeah, just say hello. I'm speaking here all the time into a microphone, and I don't see you. I don't even hear you. So I'm really, really happy whenever a listener connects and says, "Hey, I listen to your podcast." So, and then just let's chat. Have a coffee, or in the evening a beer. Yeah, speak about what is on your mind and how maybe I can help you in the future. This show, like all the others, was created in association with PSI. And thanks to Rain, who helps with the show in the background, thank you for listening. Reach your potential, lead great science, and serve patients. Just be an effective statistician.